What's one thing that we all have in common? One thing that brings us together? One thing that we can't live without? The answer is food. Now sit back and discover local restaurants, meet interesting people, learn new food facts, and explore delicious recipes. This is the Love KC Food Show.
Well, we're back with the KC Food Show.
That's
right. I'm here with my co-host, Emma.
Hello.
How have you been this week?
I've been amazing this week.
It was pretty amazing, wasn't it? With that Chiefs game and everything else that happened?
How about those Chiefs?
Not too bad.
Also, the weather in Kansas City has honestly been great.
It's been decent.
Confusing because it's winter and it's been like 40, 50 degrees.
Yes, I woke up one day and it was 50 and then the next day it was 2.
Yeah, it's really weird. But we enjoyed it while we could.
It's not like Georgia, is it?
No, not at all. It's about 60 degrees in Georgia, I read on the weather today.
By the way, that's where Emma's from.
That's right, yep.
An island.
An island.
Yes.
In Georgia. Super cool.
Today's show with the KC Food Show is barbecue.
Barbecue.
In Kansas City. One of our three-part series this year. And the reason that we are focusing on barbecue is because Kansas City's kind of known for barbecue.
Is it?
Yes, it is. That's one of our real, real strong, we're really known for barbecue. And per capita, right?
Right.
We have more barbecue restaurants in Kansas City than any other place in the country.
It's amazing.
Yeah. And I'll tell you this. This all started out, Kansas City was a hub for cattle. It was a hub for cattle. People would, because we had railways that came through Kansas City, we could transport the cattle. And then since we were so centrally located in what they would call the Great Plains, that it was easy for the cattle herders that would herd the cattle to come up. We had cattle coming from Texas and Oklahoma and Iowa and Nebraska. They were Colorado. They were coming from all over to sell their cattle in Kansas City. And barbecue started. So back in the late 1800s and the early 1900s, there was parts of the cattle that they considered a byproduct. So we had our own butchery. You could take the cattle with you, or you could. And some of these byproducts were ribs. Now, do you like ribs?
I love ribs.
You do?
Yes. Love them.
Barbecued ribs.
Barbecued ribs.
Right. It's become really popular now. But there was a guy named Henry Perry.
Okay.
In the 1920s, who started buying some of these byproducts of these ribs, and he had a little, across the street from his railway, he had a big outdoor pit, and he would start cooking all these.
Huh.
He would dry rub them, he would make his own sauce, and he would cook these, he would roll them up in a newspaper, and he would sell them. Right
okay.
there to everybody. It caught on so well that everybody who was bringing all their cattle in from all these other states said, you got to go to Kansas City. It's got the best barbecue. He calls it Q, but you got to get the best barbecue you've ever had in your life. And these people weren't exposed to something like that. And that's where the big craze came from. He sold them back then in the 20s for 25 cents a slab.
25 cents a slab?
25 cents
really?
A slab.
That's a steal.
I don't know about the times now.
Yeah,
now
maybe now.
Now they're $125.
That's right. Yeah. Seriously.
But so we're going to focus on barbecue today. And in the studio, we are joined with Ryan Wright and Brobeck's Barbecue.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming on the show.
I appreciate it. Appreciate the opportunity.
Now, we're talking about a little history of barbecue, and we were talking about some of the Henry Perry, who then became really famous, and he trained a lot of chefs. One of his chefs was training and worked. Then they broke off to Arthur Bryant's and some of these other real famous barbecue restaurants.
Yeah.
So why do you think barbecue's so famous?
Why do I think it's so famous?
Yeah. I mean, all over the world now.
What's great about barbecue is you can regionalize it a little bit. So you've got like the Carolinas more of your vinegar base. You've got your...
I've got all the sauces. We're going to get into that.
Yeah. People love barbecue because it's hearty. It makes you feel good. It's comfort food. I think something else about barbecue just in general is the way you eat it. You don't typically eat it by yourself. You're with your family. You're with a big group of people.
Right.
And so it's almost like a social event.
Communal
to it.
Yeah. thing about it, for sure.
You know what else I liked about the barbecue is that, so Kansas City has become so famous for barbecue sauces and all of this, that we have the largest barbecue cook-off contest in the world.
That's right.
In the world.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Can you believe that? The American Royal World Series of Barbecue. It usually is in September, and it's the largest barbecue contest in the world. I've competed in there, and I'm a restaurateur of 20 years, now retired from that, a chef, and I did compete in that a number of years.
How cool is that? How'd you do?
On... One year, I came out 23 out of 620.
That's amazing.
Contestants, not for my smoked sausage.
That's amazing. Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome, Brian.
And I love sausage.
Yeah, you should be proud of that. That's impressive. I think, if I recall, and it's been some time, but didn't we at 1.2, the Lenexa Barbecue Festival is like the third or something?
It is. It's huge.
So we've got...
It is.
Of the top three, we've got two of them right here in
we've
our backyard.
We've got two, right, yeah. Right here.
Really nice.
It's amazing.
Really
we've
cool.
got all these different barbecue restaurants we've got. Now, we're going to go through the different kinds of sauces and everything. But right now, I'd like to talk to Ryan about, tell us a little bit about Brobak's Barbecue.
So we've been around, about 15 years. We started off out in Stillwell, the Stillwell Smokehouse. And
I grew up in Stillwell.
Oh, did you? Nice.
Yeah. So where was the Stillwell Smokehouse? Because I grew up out there.
It's like 191st and Metcalf.
191st and Metcalf. I lived right down the street from there.
Yeah.
And that's where I went to school. I don't think we had buses. We rode our horses.
That's amazing.
You rode horses.
Yeah, we didn't have buses. I'm not aging myself.
Not at all.
I'm just saying.
Uphill both ways
for
in the
sure.
snow.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Oh, man.
Yes. Went to school 28 hours a day.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, so we started out in Stillwell a long time ago, and then moved to where we are now at 106 in Row with Brobak's Barbecue, and we've been there for almost 15 years now, and it's been great. I actually brought you guys a little bit of a treat here.
I am so excited about this.
Now, when you talk to me about this,
okay.
I typically I wouldn't think of that.
Nope.
My goodness.
I wouldn't even think of that as a barbecue dish, but it is smoked.
Yep. So it's what we're kind of known for. And what's cool about barbecue, especially around town, is, you know, you have different restaurants that are known for different things. And there's all these debates about which one has the best burnt ends or ribs or various things. We have a product called our smoked ham salad. And Doug Brobak, who founded this, help yourself, please.
I sure will. Isn't that right, Brian?
Yes.
I am the professional food critic. Oh, my goodness.
You have to save some for me.
I don't know if that's possible.
So we serve it with we make our own house-made chips. We fry them in-house, and then we use, instead of putting any kind of salt or garlic on there, we actually use our rub as the seasoning for the chips. And this smoked ham...
Double dip.
I won't, Brian. I'm just going to take this little knife.
You got to eat it with a chip.
Oh, Of course, I'll get a chip. You don't have to ask me twice.
So a smoked ham salad.
Yeah, yep. We sell tons of it.
Whoa.
It is,
I wish everyone could see this chip.
Those are homemade, right?
Yeah.
I love homemade chips.
Yeah, homemade chips.
Yep.
And a smoked ham salad. And you said it's one of the most popular right now.
We sell so much of it. It's crazy. Especially like during the holidays when people get together. It's crazy how much of this stuff goes out the door. It's kind of unique, too. So it's got the smoky flavor on the front end. You can absolutely taste it.
I taste it.
Yeah. But then what's really neat is as it kind of works its way through your mouth, and you taste a little spice on the back.
Yep. I'm tasting it.
Yeah. It's good. So anyway, yeah, it's what I like to call.
You need to get in here.
World famous smoked ham salad. Wow.
So that is totally unique. You guys just came up with a... And your local restaurant, locally owned, and that's what we're trying to do on the show, is promote locally owned restaurants, because did you have to get hit pretty hard with the COVID?
Man, I don't even want to. I get PTSD just thinking about it. So,
oh, man.
Yeah, I know.
Terrible.
It's been hard for so many restaurants. And
it has.
We have been, Emma and I have been trying to help out a lot of these local restaurants that are having, first of all, they can't hire enough employees now. But when you tell a restaurant that you can only have 50% capacity and everybody has to wear a mask unless you're eating, that's like an oxymoron, isn't that? That doesn't really make a lot of sense.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Well, and that was, at first, it was, that was after some time. At first, we closed our dining room. I mean, we had to.
So. And then they go to these delivery apps, and they charge like 30%. Oh, so you're like losing. Here, thank you for ordering from us.
Yeah.
Write that off.
On top of, food costs going through the roof.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's been.
Now you're at 7% inflation.
You know what? I'm optimistic and hopeful that it starts to normalize and come back in, but it's been a tough 2 years. Yeah. It's no question about that. So it's really neat, and I'm sorry. It's so amazing that you guys are doing stuff like this to highlight, local businesses. I think it's really neat, and I appreciate it very much.
Man. We've been working hard to try to highlight. We're trying to come up with. We're looking for barbecue restaurants in a three-part series, and we've been doing some. We're doing a three-part series on cheeseburgers, because Kansas City's pretty much known for that. And what other thing do you think Kansas City's known for? You didn't get it last time.
Whoa, Brian! Easy.
culinary food wise.
Yeah.
Oh,
Kansas City Strip.
Oh, there you go. Come on.
I didn't get that either. I just want to eat more of these chips. So we need to go to a break, don't we, at some point?
No, we're not going
to. I'm trying
to
rush the break so I can eat more chips.
We're glad you're enjoying it.
But tell us a little bit about your menu over there at Brobeck's.
We do it a little bit different. We do everything dry. We don't mop anything. We don't sauce anything. It all comes out dry. We do have a sauce bar with various sauces from other local restaurants, and then also to some of the more national stuff. But
I'm going to go through sauces later. But but what's the sauce bar like? So you have all kinds of different sauces.
Yeah, spicy sauce.
Yeah. Oh, we've got it. We've got it all. Because everybody beautiful part about Brobeck's and barbecue just in general is the flavor is so much. It's obviously in the meat, it's in the food itself, but it's also complemented by the various sauces and the various things that you put on it and the sides,
sure.
And so being able to have the option to try, your favorite ribs with three or four different sauces, that may enhance the experience totally. So yeah, we do it dry. You can put your own sauce on there.
Very cool.
I'm going to go over some of the items on your menu right now, but what I would like to do is, after our break at 4:20, can you stay on for one more segment? I'd like to go over the variety of sauces. I know you got to get back to work, but would that work for you?
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Okay, so I'm looking at some of the menu thing. Now, okay, smoked sausage.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep, we have two.
I'm sold.
Yeah, we just started, now it's been a couple years actually. A smoked jalapeno cheddar sausage.
Oh my gosh!
And what's
yum.
Yeah, it's incredible and I absolutely love it. We sell that as much as just a regular smoked sausage, about 50-50 mix on the menu, but it's incredible. I really like that with some of the spicier sauces.
Okay.
Oh yeah, you got if you do that, you got to get
the spicy sauce.
Get the spicy.
I'm all about the spice.
Yeah.
So
I'm not about the spicy because I'm too old, but but you do, your prices are so reasonable compared to a lot of different barbecue restaurants that I've been into, where I'd go in and I'd like, okay, can I have the combo platter? And they go, that'll be $98.
Well,
wait, it's just me. I don't.
No, to that point, and we haven't, and a little bit of a byproduct of where we are with everything going on, for several months now, we've not been able to carry our baby back ribs because the price just got...
Oh, I know.
I mean, so,
I know.
And I don't want to ask our guests to pay $30 or $27 or something like that for it. It's not who we are. It's not what we want.
Maybe you
do.
Could have gone back and bought them in the 20s from Henry. Henry Perry. Froze them.
There you go.
No, that wouldn't work either. But you do have things for the kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's right. Absolutely. I see a sandwich here that's quite interesting to me.
Tell me.
Smoky Joe. So barbecue sloppy Joe.
Tell me
about this.
Yeah, so we...
It's a combination of... Go ahead.
It is. What we do is we take a lot of the meats. We chop them up real fine. And we use our mung that we use for our beans.
Okay.
And, you know, turn it into... It is. It's like a... Yeah, it's like a
sloppy Joe
on a bun. It's so good. That's also another really good menu item with these chips. So just dip them in, and oh, it's incredible.
I'm already driving there now.
Yeah, yeah.
Now,
sounds so good.
Now you have all the regulars. So you've got your brisket.
Yep.
And you have your now. Let me ask you about your brisket because it comes in so many different styles.
Yep.
When you go to a different barbecue restaurant. The brisket, either sometimes it's really thick,
yep,
and sometimes it's really thin. Both styles are good for me. I like both styles. What's your favorite? The really thin or the thicker sliced barbecue?
I think I'm more of a fan of the thin. I like the thin because then you can really drown it in the sauce.
You're lucky. You're in luck. We are very thin. We're kind of known.
You
for,
got it.
Yay!
our brisket's really lean.
Yeah,
And so we get a lot of compliments on that. But yeah, we do. We're the thin style.
Excellent.
Well. Yeah.
I mean, I will eat both. It doesn't matter.
Absolutely. Are you kidding?
Put it in front of me. I'll eat it probably. But
so now, if the old Ray's favorite, it's three slices of meat. If I wanted to, what kind of meat? We talked about brisket. We've got your smoked sausage. What else do you have?
We have all your sort of traditional stuff. We smoked ham, smoked turkey. We have brisket. We have pulled pork. Our pulled pork's a little bit different than some others. It's a little bit sweeter. We use pineapple juice when we smoke that, so it's a little bit different. But yeah, so more your traditional type stuff.
So on the pulled pork. We're going to go over sauces later, but I got to throw it out there. You would get the more vinegary sauce if I'm at the sauce bar.
Yeah, yeah. You get something to kind of cut through a little bit of that sweetness, yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
They used to call it the old Carolina or something like the Carolina sandwich.
Yeah, we we're going to get to sauces in a little bit, but we have a Carolina mustard that we make in-house.
Oh, my goodness.
Now
that's my favorite.
That's a South Carolina.
Because I'm from the South.
So that's from the South.
From an island.
From an island in the South.
It is from an island.
That's right. That sounds super good. Yeah. I like the mustardy type sauces.
Smoked chicken sandwich.
Yep. That's just a chicken breast that we smoke, and it comes on, you know, just a traditional sort of sandwich. It's not fried or anything. It's smoked chicken breast, and... yeah, that's really good with more of your, getting back to the sauce, more than molasses-based sauces.
Yeah.
Excellent with that.
Cheesy corn.
Oh.
Did you see that, Brian?
I'm going over sides when we come back.
I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of you.
You are, but...
I can't unsee this.
But right now... Okay, so a half of a smoked chicken.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
such a low price right there.
We try as hard as we can to keep it as low as we can, but it is a half smoked chicken. I mean, it's a half a smoked chicken, and it's excellent, absolutely excellent.
We're with Brobeck's Barbecue, Brian Wright in studio. We will be right back.
Hello,
hi.
You know, I started on cleanup just like you guys, but now.
See, I'm washing lettuce.
Soon I'll be on fries, then the grill. A year or two, I make assistant manager.
And that's where the big bucks start rolling in.
Just 2 years, eh?
That's hilarious.
I'm sorry. That was a shout out to the late, great Louis Anderson from the film Coming to America. Louis, unfortunately, passed away last week. And so we had to make a tribute.
That's right.
We just had to make a tribute. So we're back in the studio with the KC Food Show talking barbecue, all about barbecue in Kansas City. We're joined with Ryan Wright in for Brobeck's Barbecue. It's located at 4615 Indian Creek Parkway in Overland Park, Kansas. That's right off of 435. Right?
Yep. It's just on the north side of 435, kind of right behind where that newish McLean's is. And right
The McLean's there, and you have the Sonics right there. Yep.
Oh,
yeah. So it's brobecksbbq.com is the website, and if you'd like to call them, it's 913-901-9700. So I encourage everybody to go try Brobeck's Barbecue. Emma is...
I barely made it when we came back on this segment.
She was going to leave.
Still eating chips.
She was about to leave.
You guys need to go there and try these homemade chips and this ham salad, smoked ham salad, right?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. It's amazing.
We did a little survey, and the top 10 sides that go along... Just everybody chime in. The top 10 sides that go along with barbecue... I'm going to give you number 10.
Okay.
And we're going to start down from there.
Okay.
Salads.
Okay.
This is Kansas City's choice.
Huh. Does that mean coleslaw?
No, it doesn't.
That would be separate.
That would be totally separate.
That's got to be one of the top 10, though.
It's in the top 10.
Beans.
I'm not. Number two, or number nine, sorry, salad would be like a tossed salad.
Yeah.
You know.
Why do we have so much salad?
Why waste that?
Just with give space? Us some meat. I'm just kidding. Sorry. Keep going.
Number nine, mac and cheese.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Number eight, green beans.
Mm. Okay.
So far, we're on this. We've got two types of mac and cheese at Brobeck's, and then we have green beans.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Keep going. Okay.
We have obviously salads as well.
Number seven, biscuits or bread?
Okay, yep.
So do you see that?
Give me a biscuit.
Okay.
From the South. I also eat any form of bread.
Number six, cheesy corn.
Yes, look at this. Brobeck's is coming in hot here with these sides.
Oh, do you have cheesy corn?
Oh, yeah. You're acing this test. Yeah. On our sauce bar, we have... Well, pre-COVID, we had all, you know, bread out. But, yeah, bread and our cheesy corn is a little bit different. There's a little bit more pepper in it, but it's fabulous. When that stuff comes out, oh, my God, it's like, it's crazy.
See, I would, you know, when you go to an Italian restaurant, they give you that bread ahead of the meal. That's
they
really
sure
supposed
do.
To be at the end.
And then you're stuffed and then
you're
food comes. Stuffed,
and I just go, I don't want to order. I'm just here for the free bread.
You just leave after
just
the
give
bread?
Me the free bread. Thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
Here's your dollar.
This is your tip.
Yeah, that was a tip. So, no, I don't do that.
don't do that.
So, cheesy corn, you have that?
Oh, yeah.
Good. All right. Baked beans is next. Number five.
Yeah.
Is this an order of like where they rank, or is just kind of random order of what people said?
This is just kind of a random order. Right. So I ranked him myself
in
my priority of what I really like.
Perfect. Wonderful. So thanks for sharing that, Brian.
I took the top 10 and then I ranked him there.
You arranged them accordingly.
I arranged them accordingly.
Okay, wonderful.
So,
lots of salad, I see, there at the end.
Yes. So, no, that was the end, yes.
Yes, the end.
Now, number four, onion rings.
Yes. Okay.
Good job. You can't get away from onion rings.
No. You shouldn't.
No, onion rings are fabulous.
Onion rings with barbecue sauce and barbecue, it's like...
Good night.
That's the most amazing right there.
Yeah.
At our spot, one of the things that I really like to do with our onion rings is we make our own our sauces in-house, but mixing a little bit of that barbecue sauce... with a little bit of ranch and make like a barbecue ranch with your onion rings. Oh my God.
That's Emma's favorite.
Oh my God. I love that. Yeah. That sounds so good. I'm already there.
And with our steak fries, too. Oh, my gosh. Get ready.
Well, I don't know if I can get past the chips.
Well, that brings us to number three, fries or chips.
Perfect. Yep.
So you've got chips, and you also have fries.
Yep.
So some people prefer the chips. Some people prefer the fries.
What do you prefer?
Well, the difference between regular chips, like I'd get out of a bag.
Right.
I'd say no.
Yeah.
I'll take the fries.
I would say the same.
But homemade chips,
yes.
A totally different flavor.
Changes everything for me.
Yeah, it does. And you know, you can season those in all kinds of different ways.
And boy, they are seasoned, and they're right here to my left.
And when you pull those out of the deep fryer, you can...
Uh-huh.
So you have to shave your potatoes and do all that?
Well, we get the potatoes in separate, and then we fry them and then season them with our with our rub. Yeah.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Yeah. Number two. Anybody's guess?
So you said slaw.
Coleslaw.
No, that I didn't give coleslaw yet.
Oh, okay.
You counted that as
okay,
a salad.
Well, I think that you just gave it away.
No, it's not. Number two.
Potato salad.
Potato salad.
Correct.
That's a good one. Yeah,
potato
there you go.
Salad.
Okay.
Did come in number two.
Perfect.
And number one, coleslaw.
Yeah.
So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
You ranked that as the first.
No, I didn't. That's what they ranked it as. I only changed the biscuits. Biscuits and bread can't be ahead of cheesy corn. I'm sorry. Kansas City's known for cheesy corn.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but in the South, they actually do serve the biscuits with it?
No, honestly, I haven't had a biscuit with my barbecue.
I have not seen that either.
I've had it with,
funny.
Like, fried chicken and...
Apparently they do.
But maybe some places do. I don't know.
Well, you have a lot of different varieties in barbecue right now. And the reason is Kansas City was kind of like the hub. I mean, we started a lot of, we didn't actually start the whole barbecue, but we really made it popular because everybody that came and ate our barbecue back in the 20s took it everywhere else. Yeah. So they went to all the neighboring states, Louisiana, Texas, Carolinas, everywhere, and it became a huge popularity fad, you know, to eat the barbecue.
Yeah.
So, there's a big variety.
Yeah.
There's a big variety. And when we come back, are you going to be able to join us?
Yeah.
You have to go?
I can stay.
When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about barbecue sauces. We'll be right back. I do know it, but I'm not going to give it away. You know what? That's just not my style anymore. So,
oh, it's not.
No, no.
Can you play piano this fast?
I can.
Of course.
I was a keyboard major. I played in a band.
Okay, but can you play that fast?
Absolutely not. But we want to thank our guest, Emma. You love the food.
This is incredible. Seriously.
I really appreciate that. I'm
glad
you're enjoying
it. The smoked ham salad and the homemade chips.
Ryan, thank you for bringing this.
And Ryan, that's an appetizer, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what's kind of cool about it is some people use it. We have a ham salad appetizer with the chips. Some people put ham salad between a set of buns and make a sandwich.
Fully capable of making a full meal out of this.
Well, okay. Well, Ryan's got to go. He's got to run a restaurant. We know how
casual.
Difficult that is. You've got to get back, join the restaurant. We're joined with Ryan Wright in studio from Brobeck's Barbecue. Ryan, where are you located again, and how do they get hold of you?
Yeah, we're at 4615 Indian Creek Parkway. That's essentially 106 in Monroe. We're on the north side of 435. Our phone number is 913-901-9700. And brobecksbbq.com. And I can't tell you both how much I appreciate this, what you're doing for local businesses and for highlighting some of this stuff. So thank you so kindly for the opportunity. And
thank you.
Enjoy the ham salad.
Oh, I will. Thank you,
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so
kindly. So, yeah, you can just What we're going to do now, Emma, is we were talking about barbecue sauces, right?
That's correct.
So I'm going to go over some of the different kinds of sauces, and you tell me what your kind of favorite is.
I want to say that this, I would refer to myself as the sauce boss.
You would?
I think that's a good name for myself, because I'm always about sauce.
Okay, let me just throw a couple out there,
okay.
And then you, thank you for coming in. Then you tell me. Which you would like.
Okay, sounds good.
North Carolina vinegar sauce.
Yes.
It's unlike, many of the modern sauces, and it doesn't use tomatoes. Instead, they rely on vinegar, usually apple cider vinegar, spices like cayenne, black pepper, crushed red pepper, a little bit of hot sauce, salt, and sometimes water. So it's just a vinegar-based sauce with no tomatoes. You like it?
I do like it. I'm going to vote yes.
I like it on pork.
Yeah, I could eat it on pork.
I actually like it, too.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorites. Lexington style.
Okay.
The introduction of Heinz ketchup in 1876 was a major turning point in the history of barbecue sauces nationwide.
Hmm.
You know, when people add ketchup to barbecue sauce, I'm okay.
You can't handle that.
It's basically tomatoes and vinegar and salt.
What about when people add ketchup to chips? Sorry, that's off topic. But
okay, I like ketchup on a few things, but in a barbecue sauce,
not about it.
It was a Lexington style sauce, but it really took off. It was abundant in Lexington, and people just loved it.
Hmm.
Ketchup.
Interesting. I would probably vote no.
Have you been to South Carolina?
Sure have.
You're close.
I think, I've only been to North. I think I've flown into the airport.
The South Carolina style, which our guest from Brobex, Ryan, mentioned that he does have on his sauce bar.
Sauce bar.
South Carolina style mustard sauce.
Oh, man. The best. The best there is. Love the South Georgia person.
You know, it's amazing. You can go from North Carolina to South Carolina and the tastes change dramatically.
Very true.
I mean, it's like state to state, isn't it?
It is.
How they change so dramatically.
It's intense.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like Kansas City where we are, because our city is right in the middle of two state lines. So you're going to pretty much get the same tastes on either side.
Very true.
But the South Carolina mustard sauce, same tradition as their counterparts in North Carolina, except they added a lot of mustard. I wonder how that would taste. I've never tasted it.
It's good, Brian. I
is
promise.
It good?
It is good.
Okay.
It's got like the, I don't know, the twanginess from the mustard.
Yeah, yeah.
I
love mustard.
Yeah.
See, I put mustard on my potato chips and my fries and my onion rings.
Okay.
I don't put ketchup. I put
mustard.
I do. And I put barbecue sauce.
What?
Not together.
Okay.
But if I'm dipping, I'm not a big fan of ketchup.
Okay. That's fair. That would explain why you don't like the ketchup sauce.
Kind of. You would think so. That would make sense, wouldn't
it? That would make sense.
Texas style barbecue sauce.
Okay. I have been to Texas, so.
Okay. So this changes for me in a lot of different places in Texas. So I go to different parts of Texas, and to me, the sauce tastes different.
Right.
If I'm in Dallas or if I'm in Houston. But they don't add a lot of sauce to it. So it's mostly just like a glaze.
Gotcha.
And it includes beef stock, vinegar, Worcestershire, all your spices.
Try saying that five times fast.
Worcestershire.
Yeah.
Salt, pepper, and some garlic. So it's, but it's more of a glaze. So if you were thinking of, like you said, I'd like to smother my stuff in sauce.
Correct.
This would be just a light glaze.
Yeah, I believe I've tried the Texan barbecue.
And some people like just to eat barbecue without any sauce.
Yeah, Just dry.
Just dry.
Like the Sahara Desert.
Like you like your turkey.
Oh, so much.
Yes. Yep.
Love the dry turkey.
Yes, you do love
the dry
turkey.
I need
the
sauce bar on Thanksgiving, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
And then we've got our Alabama white sauce.
Yes. I'm just going to go ahead and vote yes.
Now, I've made the Alabama white sauce a number of times, and I used to serve it to people in the restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And I've had, since I've been out of that business, I've had so many people stop me and ask me for the recipe. For
is
this
it hard?
It's so easy.
Is it really?
It is so easy to do.
I believe we had on our three-part series on barbecue, we had a guy, a friend of ours now, come in and he brought a white sauce. I remember trying it.
What? Okay, so this is the three-part series from starting this year. Last year we did have a number of shows on barbecue.
We did.
I don't remember anybody bringing in the Alabama white sauce because you can't find it. Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yeah,
I can't remember the name, but it was incredible.
Yeah, it's unlike the traditional sauce in the Carolinas and all of that, but. Listen to this. Mayonnaise.
Okay.
Vinegar.
Yeah.
Pepper. Blend it all together.
That can't be it.
Well, there's a few more ingredients that you can do. You can add different spices. But it's kind of a, what I would say is kind of a, you know when you think of Italian sauce and you think of fettuccine Alfredo?
Yes.
It's kind of like an Alfredo sauce.
Is it?
But for barbecue. Usually this goes best on chicken or on some kind of a pork dish. I've never tried it on beef, but I don't think I would, but these people love this sauce. I add a little bit of garlic to it.
Yes.
Which is just, and that, it really is outstanding. Now when you think, you're like, now I make my own mayonnaise, so I don't buy it in the store.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
So when I go into the store, I don't buy the mayonnaise. I just buy the ingredients. So easy to make at home.
Is it now?
It's
I didn't
simple.
Realize that.
Oh, it's so simple.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. And the number one sauce across the world.
Numero uno. What is it?
Kansas City style barbecue sauce. Very number nice. One. Now, Kansas City, Missouri, is more of a thick, sweet, tangy sauce that Americans seem to love. It's widely distributed all over the United States and throughout the world in supermarket shelves, in all of your chain restaurants. That's what they use to dip your... Have you ever gone to McDonald's and gotten their chicken McNuggets? I know. I don't need them either.
I've never been to McDonald's.
Really?
Yes, I have.
You have been?
I grew up on that, yes.
Well, their barbecue sauce across the United States and throughout the world is Kansas City style barbecue sauce.
If
you get, yes, it is.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, head on over to your local McDonald's and get some McNuggets.
Get some McNuggets.
McYummy.
Because you can... But that's our little story on barbecue sauces. And when we come back, we'll wrap up the show and talk about next week's show. And we will be back with the Casey Food Show.
Okay, here we are. We're back.
Do you
love
know it?
Casey Food Show. I can't say the name right now.
This is another shout out to one of my favorite singers, Meatloaf.
Meatloaf, that's right.
Who passed away last week.
That's right.
Same as Louis Anderson. And we just had to do a shout out. That's Paradise by the Dashboard Lights. He was an incredible singer that had such a distinct voice. It was hard to, it was just kind of hard to miss.
Sure.
When you heard him sing, you knew that was him singing.
Totally.
It's like the, you know, Aerosmith. When yeah.
You just know.
You just know. So we are back on the Casey Food Show, and we had a guest in the studio.
We did.
Brobax Barbecue. We had Ryan join us and tell us a little bit about his menu and brought some food in. And Emma, your review on the food?
I love the ham salad. The
smoked ham salad.
Smoked ham salad and homemade potato chips.
Yes, and if you get a chance, it is so reasonably priced. They've got great deals at lunch and dinner.
Get out and support them.
Yes,
for real.
We're trying to support local restaurants. He's located at 4615 Indian Creek Parkway, Overland Park, Kansas. That's just right off of 435 and Roe, where you would see, you know, there's a Quick Trip there, there's a Sonic there. There's
McLean's Market.
Yeah, Winstead's. Mm-hmm. So, 913-901-9700. I encourage you all just to go out and try Brobeck's Barbecue. Now, when we left the show, we talked about all different kinds of barbecue sauces and which ones were our favorites. And Emma, I'm kind of in a mix.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay.
So if I take that North Carolina vinegar sauce and I mix that with a Kansas City style sauce, I put them together.
Yes.
That's kind of my favorite.
Interesting.
Well, have you ever tasted? Okay, I'm going to give you two different sauces. Well, you're not from Kansas City, so you probably didn't have a lot of this, a lot of these different kinds. But have you ever tried Casey Masterpiece sauce?
I feel like I have, but
it's a thicker, sweeter kind of barbecue sauce, Kansas City style. And have you ever tried Gates?
Yes, I'm pretty sure I've had Gates.
Gates is my favorite.
It's your fave?
Yeah. It's not as thick, and it's got a little bit more of that vinegar in it.
Yeah, for me, I like the thinner sauces.
Me too.
A fan of the thicker, the really thick. I kind of steer clear of those. I'm all about the white sauce that you talked about, the Alabama white sauce.
Yeah, the Alabama white. This is what I liked about our guest. He's got a sauce bar.
Yeah, guys.
You can just pick whatever you want.
If you are a sauce person, if you would call yourself a sauce boss like I made up today, I would go ahead and get over to Brobeck's Barbecue because they have an entire bar devoted to sauce.
Really?
Just think about that.
And they have a kids menu, and they have, you know, so if you have kids and they go, I don't want barbecue, daddy.
You can say, get in the car, we're going.
Get a hot dog.
There. Get a peanut butter and jelly.
You can have your hot dog or your grilled cheese.
Or grilled cheese, that's what it was.
I'm not sure it was a hot dog.
Oh,
it was
gosh.
A hot dog, not a grilled cheese, not a peanut butter and jelly.
That's right.
You know, a lot of restaurants can't even serve the peanut butter and jelly because of that peanut allergy.
Yeah, and honestly, just make it at home.
Yeah, really. Stay home if that's what you want to eat
if
out.
If you're going to go out, well, I guess you're a child. You don't know the difference. But
do you like burnt ends?
Yes.
Okay.
In the Alabama white sauce specifically.
I've never tried that.
Drown them in the sauce.
But burnt ends, Kansas City's really known for its burnt ends.
Mm-hmm.
Really known for that. So, anyway, that was our show, our first of three shows this year on barbecue.
That's right.
We're going to talk about, coming in our last of the three-part series, we're going to talk to the American Royal while the biggest barbecue contest in the world takes place.
Wow.
It'll be a fun show.
That will be fun.
So we'll lead up to that. And next week's show, Emma, is on
breakfast,
the most important meal of the day.
That's right. You should try not to miss breakfast, especially if you live in Kansas City.
And it will be Groundhog Day. So
all
you got
to
get
reason to
well,
celebrate.
You have to get up early to see if the groundhog either sees his shadow or doesn't. Right?
Correct.
Because that's the most important holiday. You don't like Groundhog Day?
I didn't say I didn't like it. I'm just a little more hesitant to celebrate than you are, maybe.
I have to get up real early, go out to breakfast, and just wait for that report. I got to know if spring's coming or not, because then I got to plan ahead.
If you guys need to know, just contact Brian. What's his number?
Yeah, I will make sure I will let you know. So if you're asleep, you just call me, and I'm going to let you know what the groundhog says.
Perfect. That sounds great.
Because we're going to find out, and we're also going to talk breakfast, and there's a lot of different breakfast places here located in Kansas City. that have, again, a wide variety of flavors.
That's right.
So please join us next week. KC Food Show. My name's Brian.
I'm Emma.
And we will see you next week in 167 hours.
That's
Thank
right.
you.